The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Avodah Zarah, the Samach Dalad. The Gemara, the Samach Dalad, and the Beis brings a raisa. Ezu Ger Toshav, what's a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is somebody who lives amongst the Yidden, and he takes upon himself a certain minimal amount of mitzvahs, we'll soon see what, but he's not becoming a Yid, he's not becoming a Ger. Kol Shekubo Lavach Neshlesh Chaverim, anybody who's kept it upon himself in front of three Kosher Yidden, Shloy Lavach Avodah Zarah, not to worship Avodah Zarah, Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, to become a Ger Toshav, all the guy has to accept upon himself, is not to serve Avodah Zarah. Really, the guy are obligated to keep Shabbat mitzvahs b'noyach, the Shabbat mitzvahs that they are mechuyevin, that they are commanded on. But he accepted upon himself that he's really going to keep the Shabbat mitzvahs b'noyach. He qualifies as a ger toshav. Achrei moimrim, others say, this is not enough to consider a ger toshav. Just not keeping up a zorah, or even keeping all Shabbat mitzvahs b'noyach. A ger toshav is a ger oichon nevelus. Eats nevelus, kibbutz v'kam, komitz simurus b'tayah, keeps all the mitzvahs in the Torah, chutz m'itz nevelus, with the exception of itz nevelus. But he keeps the rest of the mitzvahs. So these are three shittas, what qualifies for a ger toshav. A ger toshav is trusted for certain things, other things not, and that's the whole sugya of the Gemara over here. The ger toshav is a very interesting combination. You simply assume that a ger toshav is a guy. He's a full-fledged guy. I mean, somebody who accepts on himself certain mitzvahs does not become a yid. Become a ger tzai, become a yid, become a ger, to convert to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. You have to mekabel all tayrig mitzvahs, every single one of the mitzvahs. Somebody who has any mitzvahs that does not accept upon himself, he does not become a ger. So a ger tzai is a simple guy, but he has certain dinim, certain special dinim he has, because he accepted this minimum upon himself, like the chalam, he accepted on himself shev mitzvah neneach, and therefore he's considered a ger tzai. In Yevamos, Memchasim of days, there's a Gemara, it's talking about Shabbos, Yinofesh, Ben Amoscha, Vahager, it says who should rest, a Ger, Zeger Toshav, it's talking about a Ger Toshav, it says in the Gemara. You know a Ger Tzedek, maybe it's talking about a Ger Tzedek, somebody who became a full-fledged Yid, a full-fledged Jew. No, Shemi the Gercha Shebeshiracha, it says the Gercha Shebeshiracha, that's referring to a regular Ger. So what's this, Yinofesh, Ben Amoscha, Vahager, which Ger is the Pasuk referring to? It's referring to a Ger Toshav. Referring to a ger toshav. So Rashi says, what's a ger toshav? A ger toshav is someone to accept upon himself not to serve Avodah Zarah, but he still eats nevelus, and he has to be careful from Shabbos. The Torah is saying, v'nosh ben moschav of a ger, this ger toshav has to be careful not to mechal Shabbos, because someone's mechal Shabbos, k'ovid of his kovim, it's like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is one of the shavar mitzvot neneach, the ger toshav is not allowed to be over, and even according to the first time in that Rashi, even according to the mayor, that's the minimum there, ger toshav has to accept upon himself at least not to worship Avodah Zarah, not to be over the Avodah Zarah. And if he's Mechal Shabbos, it's as if he's over the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos asks the Rashi, how can you say that a Ger Toshav is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? He's only mechuyev to keep Shabbos mitzvahs neneach. If he has to keep Shabbos, that's already more than seven mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav only has to keep Shabbos neneach. He brings the Argamar in the Avodah Zarah. That says that a Ger Toshav, according to the Chum, is someone who accepts Shabbos mitzvahs neneach. He doesn't have to accept seven more than that. Moreover, Tosfos says, Allah is that Akum Shabbos, a guy who keeps Shabbos, is Chayav Misa, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. And he brings also from a Gemara in Christus, a different Tanoim over there, but Kiva says, clearly a Ger Toshav is not to keep Shabbos. But Tosfos has a hard time understanding what it means, V'novesh v'amoschav v'ager, zeh Ger Toshav, that a Ger Toshav has to rest on Shabbos. But Tosfos says it means that a Ger Toshav is not allowed to do malacha with Tzarech Yisrael, cannot do malacha for a Yid. But Rashi over there went, Rashi goes, Tosfos has a very shver. But Rashi seems to say, that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. And it's very hard to understand how that works out, the Argam Nora that says that a Ger Toshav only has to keep the Shabbos in the Noyach, and does not, according to that, does not have to keep Shabbos. This is Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. So I saw a pshat from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, the Philadelphia Yeshiva. He wants to explain the Shita of Rashi based on the following. The Gemara says in Krisis of Tessit, the Brayis says, Tanur Abonan, a Ger Toshav is allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, just like he is allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. That's what Tanakama the Brayis says, that a Ger Toshav is allowed to do on Shabbos, whatever he is allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. Here the Kiva says, no, he's not allowed to do what he's allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, he's Kisro B'Yomtev, he's allowed to do what he is allowed to do on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi, he's the third time in the Braya, so he says a Ger Toshav could do on Shabbos anything he wants, just like what he's allowed to do b'chol. During the week, that's what a Ger Toshav is allowed to do on Shabbos. This is the sugya that Tosfos brought to ask in Rashi. Tosfos mentioned Rabbi Kiva Shita, really all the Talmud over there are saying Ger Toshav is not to keep Shabbos. However, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yosi said that Ger Toshav does not have to keep Shabbos at all. But Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva, even though they thought he does not have to keep the full-fledged halachos of Shabbos, they did say he does have to keep some dinim, some laws of Shabbos. only to a certain extent. And Rambam said that he's only allowed to do on Shabbos what he is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Rav Akiva said he's only allowed to do on Shabbos what he is allowed to do on Yom Tov. This is very puzzling. So when the Gershom explains the Gemara, he says that what does it mean that he's allowed to do? He's going to Tanna Kamma. Like he's allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Kloimar, these are his words, Rabbi Gershom. Since he has a little bit of a geiris, he cannot do all malachas of Shabbos. The only things that davar avid, if it's going to be a loss for him if he doesn't do this malacha, or ein lo mayoichal, if he has no food to eat, then he's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Basically, the only things he is allowed to do chol hamoed. Why? Because he's b'ksas geiris. He has a little bit of geiris. A similar thing we find in the Meiri over there in Yivam, Stachman Chesma Beis, where the Gemara says there were not Makabal Ger Teshuvah for the times Yovel does not fly. Like nowadays when we do not keep Yovel, we keep Shemitah, maybe in Rabbanan, because somebody shan their Eisah, but we do not keep Yovel, that which after rest from the fields, once every 50 years, the Halach of Yovel does not fly nowadays. And the Gemara says that in times when Yovel does not fly, we do not accept the Ger Teshuvah. And the Meiri says, She'ein Nishanah B'Nesenu, we're not Semechah, we're not willing to rely on our understanding, on our judgment, Makabal Ger Lachatzam, to accept the Ger halfway. It sounds like he's actually becoming a ger halfway. And so the Meiri says over there earlier in the Sugya, he says, ger teshuv is a guy who accepts himself to keep the shevet in the noyach. Al bishlein molvah, tava either not get brismila, and was not tevah mikvah, did not go to the mikvah, to the tefillah, stumma kabbaman, we accept them, he's mechassidi umas ha'olam. Why is the Meiri even mentioning that even though he did not do mila and tefillah, he's a regular guy, he's keeping the shevet in the noyach, which really every guy is obligated to keep. He just accepted it for himself that he's really going to keep them. And the Meiri has to say that even though he did not get brismila, even though he did not go to the mikvah, like a regular ger, still we can accept him as a ger teshuv if he takes on himself that he's not going to be over, he's not going to transgress the shevet in the noyach. So in this Meiri also we see there's a little bit of a ger, so much so that you would think that he has to get a smila, he has to be tevil on the mikvah, you would think that he needs mila and tefillah. So the Meiri, tells us, no, it's not need mila and tefillah. For his little bit of ger is, for his ger lachason, as the Meiri calls him, is to be a partial ger, do not need mila and tefillah, he only has to accept on himself, shav mitzvah denayah. And the Meiri says that nowadays we cannot accept the ger teshuv, because we cannot be samach on our judgment how to do it to make up a ger lachason, a ger partially. This is similar to what Rabbi Gershom said in Krisis, the Yisbek Sas ger, he has a little bit of ger. And the truth is that which is said in the Brayis in our Gemara, that he has to be mekabel himself, shevet neinoyach, or not to worship the Vezor, whatever he has to mekabel snei shloish chavei in front of the three kosher yidden, the Ritzvah of Malkus of Tess says, the Agir Toshu, the Shekibo Bezin Shei Yisrael, he accepted in the Bezin of Yisrael, l'kayim shev mitzvah shnestav neinoyach, keep the shev mitzvah neinoyach in the Bezin Shei Yisrael. Doesn't mean he just gets up in front of three people, that's how many people he has to announce it in front of, that should be a serious Kabbalah. As they place in the Bezin Shei Yisrael, three people are also Bezin. Just like you need a bezin shel shleisha in order to make a regular ger tzedek, becoming ger tzedek also needs a bezin shel yisrael. That's why you need shleisha there. It needs to have a bezin. So we see from all these rayas that ger tzedek is a little bit of a ger. It's a ksas ger, it's like many gershim said, yes. Keep some din of Shabbos, that some of Shabbos is mechuyevin, question to what extent, according to that comment, according to Rekiva and Krisis, the Meiri calls him a ger l'chatzon, the Meiri was thinking he needs a mila and tefillah, so the Meiri does not need mila and tefillah, regular ger, which Tzvah says he has to accept it by himself in front of a bezin shel yisrael. So based on this, Shmuel wants to explain the Rashi is the Rashi Nevamis. That even though he's not mechuyev in Shabbos as one of the Shabbos of the Noach, because a guy is not mechuyev to keep Shabbos, but he has to keep Shabbos for a different reason. Because since he accepted upon himself Shabbos of the Noach, he didn't just take on he's going to keep the Shabbos of the Noach, what the guy is mechuyev in. He took it on as a little bit of a ger. He's a little bit of a ger. So just like the Ayid, there's a specific stringency that song is Machal Shabbos Ka'ivin of Ezara. So even though the ger teshuv is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shabbos, in the mitzvah, in the Isurim of Shabbos is not mechuyev, it doesn't have the Isra of However, that aspect of it he has. That sounds Machal Shabbos, Ka'ivin of Ezara, whatever he's breaking, and he says of Amunah, and Hashem Yisparach, by being Machal Shabbos, that does apply by a ger teshuv. That much as ger does put upon him. That even though a regular guy only has to give the pure rules of Shabbos and Noach, the ger teshuv is a little bit of a ger, although in terms of how many Yisurim, how many mitzvahs he has, out of the 613 mitzvahs, he only has those 7. He doesn't have the other 606. But he has certain aspects of Yiddishkeit. He's a little bit like a Yid. And that aspect of Yiddishkeit, Judaism he has, that Machal Shabbos, like Ovid of Adazar, that he has. It's very interesting that there's a halacha of Hilchos Shabbos. If one looks in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Dalet, or it's called Siman Dalet Shin, Sif Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch, Ein Yehudi Gomer Shul Socher, a regular guy who's a socher is working for a Yid, Ein Rav Mitzvah Shri Socher. His master, his boss that he's working for, is not willing to make sure that he should rest on Shabbos, that he should not do any malachas on Shabbos. That's not a halacha of Shvi'as Avdah. It's a halacha of Shvi'as Avdah, that someone becomes Eben Kanani, and the Shem Avdah, is the Kabbalah Mitzvah, Noigas Be'Eben, then there's a halacha that the owner, the Yid who's in charge of him, his master, is willing to make sure that he does not do malachas on Shabbos. However, a regular guy who happens to be employed, he's working for a Yid, even if he's working for him full time, the master is not willing to make sure that he rests on Shabbos. The Mishmur says right away, it's the Mishmur Dal, it's the Kan Chof Dal, if you have a Kabbalah Shevitz in the Nezegir Teshav, he's not allowed to Moloch of Riyad, even the Yizna's master. We said that, even Teshav agrees, that the Mishmur Mosna of Agir, Nezegir Teshav, that he's not allowed to Moloch of Riyad, and the Yid cannot allow him to do Moloch for him. Now there's a Mugan of Rome that says, that if he's Mekabal himself, the Mitzvah Hanehugas Be'evid, he's Mekabal the Mitzvah that fly by Nebuchadnezzar Knani, but he's not really Nebuchadnezzar Knani, he's the stock, he's the worker. He says, merely the Enri Rabba Mitzvah, she saw such a Atzmai. The master is not Mechliv to make sure that he rests what he does for himself, but if he's doing it for Yid, then he has a Lachas like a Gift Teshut. But he's here, Terrell, I'll ever the Kani Kini Oyma, the ever the Asa Lachla, Fuwa Atzmai, the Kibal of Mitzvah Hanehugas Be'isha, the ever the Nalad of Melachim for himself, he's Mekabal the Mitzvah to fly by Isha. That's the Magen Rome says. And the Bir Alokha says, Sarah Kingo, it's very hard to understand. Since he's not a full-fledged Jeb Kanani, he's a regular employee, regular worker for the year. He happens to be Makabal himself, he's going to keep the mitzvah supplied by Jeb Kanani. But he did not have Mila and Tfilah, he did not become a full-fledged Jeb Kanani, he didn't buy him in such a way, he didn't go through the whole process of becoming a Jeb Kanani. Jeb Kanani is not to the certain extent like the Ger. He has to keep all the mitzvahs on Isha, that woman is Mokhlevin. The mitzvah says, my grandma thinks that Isha, that lady is potter from, that and Jeb Kanani is potter from. However, this person not become an Evkanani, he's a regular worker, he just accepted the problems of mitzvah and hubis, the law is supplied by Evkanani. So why is he not allowed to do malacha even for himself? He's makal himself mitzvah and hubis for Isha, and Isha cannot be makal Shabbos, he cannot even be makal Shabbos. What's the Magen Rambam saying? So the Bir Malacha says that maybe it's like a Ger Toshav. And he says even though Ger Toshav only has to take on himself Shav mitzvah and noyach, he says that's the minimum. But a Ger Toshav wants to include more than his becoming a Ger Toshav, that he could do. If he wants to, he could do that. He could become a bigger Ger Toshav, or at least be a Ger Toshav that takes on more Shemitz Nenoyach. The minimum is Shemitz Nenoyach. And that's enough to become a Ger Toshav, even though by taking upon himself Shemitz Nenoyach, those are the seven mitzvahs he anyway had to keep. Still, if he takes upon himself, he's really going to keep them, he can become a Ger Toshav. If he wants to take on more, he can become more. He just can't become a Ger Tzedek, he can't become a full-fledged Yid, unless he takes on from a kind of Kaltar Kulav. If he leaves that one mitzvah, he'll only be a Ger Toshav. In fact, this is really what the Achirim say that Ger Toshav is. The Achirim say that Ger Toshav is somebody who takes upon himself to keep Kol Torah Kula, but leaves that one mitzvah. He wants to stay in the Velus. Because he wants to stay in the Velus, cannot become a Ger Tzedek, cannot become a regular Yid. To become a Ger, one has to accept upon himself to keep the entire Torah, that he becomes a Ger Toshav. So when the Chum argue, the Chum are just saying that the minimum to become a Ger Toshav is to accept Shabbos Nenoyah. But when he becomes a Ger Toshav, he wants to accept upon himself more than that. He wants to accept everything up to one of us. He wants to eat in the Velus still, but the rest of the Torah wants to keep. That can also become part of his becoming Ger Toshav. So this person, this guy, who wants to accept upon him all the mitzvahs that are Kanani is Mukhlevin, all the mitzvahs that a regular Jewish lady is Mukhlevin, everything besides mitzvahs, such as grandma and a few other things, so he's Mukhlev to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to be Machal Shabbos. This part is accepting upon himself to be a Ger Toshav. He's not going to be allowed to do any malachas. Not even what he's allowed to do on Yom Tov, Baruch HaLamayim. And not just because someone's Machal Shabbos is over the Vezar, but because that's part of what he took on the way he became a Ger Toshav. That's the chiddush of the Bir Halacha. So Rav Shmuel says that the way he's understanding the Indian of Ger Toshav, that's a little bit of a Geiris, a Mitzvah Geiris. Like Ibn Gershom said, that's a Ksas Geiris. Like we saw in the Iri, it's a Ger L'chasson, it's halfway of a Ger, a little bit of a Ger. So we can understand that there's a certain element of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs involved. The minimum of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is the Shevitz Nenayach. But there could be a bigger element of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs involved. And then if he takes upon himself a bigger, a larger amount of the Torah to accept upon himself at the time that he becomes a Ger Toshav, then he's Mukhlif to keep all the halachos he was Mekabel upon himself, whichever amount he accepted upon himself. Because that was his Kabbalah's Geiris, and he became a Ger Toshav. Become regularly in the Ger Tzedek if Mekabel Kol Torah Kula. But become a Ger Toshav, you can accept upon yourself the minimum of Shevitz Nenayach, but you can accept much, much more when you become a Ger Toshav. That becomes part of his Kabbalah's Geiris. Then like the Bir Halacha explains among the Ram, then you mukhlif to keep those halachas. In the parish of Hakel, it says, Hakel, it says, oh, ma'noshim, ba'tav, gerach Hashem b'shirecha. In the medicine, the Sikta Zuto, it says, gerach Hashem b'shirecha means a Ger Tzedek. You have to know what the Chiddush is. Why do you think that Ger Tzedek does not have to come to Hakel? But the Ibn Ezra explains, the gerach ula yisyai. Maybe he'll become a Yid. That means that the first son is living amongst us. So Shmuel explains that this means that the gerach means a Ger Tzedek. The Ger Tzedek is a little bit of a Yid. He has a partial Geiris. You know, usually we don't try to encourage Goyim to become Geir. We don't search after Geirim. We would not encourage a Goy to come to Hakel, to come to the Beis Hamikdash once every 7 years, to hear the Melech reading from the Torah, from Mishnah Torah, from Sefer Devarim, to encourage him maybe one to become a Yid. We're not looking to increase Yidden and Klai Yisrael through Geiris. We look to multiply amongst Klai Yisrael ourselves, to have children and grandchildren, and to spread the size of Klai Yisrael that way. We're not looking to bring Goyim into Klai Yisrael. But this person, who's already living amongst us, and according to this, if we say he's already a Ger Tzedek, he's a little bit of a Ger, he's a Ksas Ger. Sounds gerus like a vina gerus says. So then maybe there's reason that we'd want that. Ula yisag. Maybe he should choose to become a full-fledged yid. So we encourage him to come to Hakel, the gerach Hashem Sharecha, like the benezes says, Ula yisag. Maybe he'll decide to become a full-fledged yid. He's already a little bit of a yid. He's a yid without keeping all the mitzvahs. Keeping servants in the neyach, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Bi'alacha. Maybe he's keeping much more than whoever accepted upon himself. According to Rashi and the Gomes, he has to care about the Mechal Shabbos, because Mechal Shabbos is over his Zorah. And we encourage him to come to Hakel, like the benezes says, Ula yisag. Maybe he'll choose to become a yid. So the chiddush that we see from all this is that the ger toshav that's mentioned in our sugya, he's somebody who has a fast geirus. He already became a little bit of a yid, so much so that according to the ger locha on the end of Simchat Shindal, Hilchos Shabbos, he could include in his becoming a ger toshav more than just Shabbos in the Neinayach. When he becomes a ger toshav, he can include as many mitzvahs as he wants, all the way up to leaving, falling just short of being makabel kol ter kula. What the achirim say in our brayisa, the ger toshav is always makabel kol ter kula, except for one halacha. The chacham say doesn't have to makabel that much. The mayor says doesn't have to makabel that much. But if he does choose to makabel more when he becomes a ger toshav, halacha is mechuyav to give all the mitzvahs that he's makabel upon himself. And if he chose to makabel to be shemesh Shabbos, then he has to be shemesh Shabbos. He is not allowed to be makabel Shabbos. This besides the halacha of inavish ben amoschel v'ager. This besides the halacha of kriyas daftes that according to Tanakam over there, according to Bekiva, a certain amount of halacha Shabbos he's mechuyav to keep.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.